One of the primary focuses of Parsha Shmini is, of course, the sin of Nadav and Avihu. And Rav Hirsch takes at once a very simple view. You know, there's many, many opinions in Chazal of exactly what the sin was. Everybody's yelling and hacking. The Chumash itself doesn't say clearly exactly what the Avihu was. Very, very difficult to understand. So if you could take a look in the Chumash, just take a look at the Psukim. The beginning of the parasha talks about the dedication of the Mishkan, the final dedication on the eighth day when Aaron and his sons took over from Moshe Rabbeinu. But then, if you take a look, in the middle of this whole celebration, in the middle of this tremendous celebration that finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence after all that time was going to come down to the Mishkan, so Nadav and Avihu do something which is a little unclear, but certainly there was a problem with what they did. So let's read the Psukim inside. Starting from on page 312, Pasuk Kaf Dalet, first, Vateitzei Eish Milufnei Hashem Vatochal Al Mizbeach, Hasa'olu Hasachalavim, Vayakol Vayeronu Vayplo Pneim. Unbelievable, everything they've been looking forward to for all this time, trying to prepare for this day. The Ribbono Shel Olam Shechina Mamish came down, a miracle happened in front of the whole people, everybody's Mamish at the height of heights. It's really the highest point in Klal Yisrael's existence, certainly, well, Mount Torah, but after that, you know, certainly everything that they've been striving for, Mount Torah, followed by building a Mishkan, it all happened. Then in the middle of the party, Vayichu b'nei Aharon Nadav Avihu Ishmach Toso. Vayichu b'nei Aharon Nadav Avihu. So the Torah calls them b'nei Aharon. Interesting. And Rav Hirsch was going to point that out. Vayichu b'nei Aharon Nadav Avihu Ishmach Toso. Each one took his own machta. Ketores, they put fire in there, and ketores in these pans. The Torah calls attention to the fact that they weren't commanded. Let's take a look at the Hirsch's take on this. B'nei Aharon. Why does the Torah refer to B'nei Aharon? Shelo chalku kavod la'aron. They did not consult. This is going to be Rav Hirsch's, one of his main themes. When you are involved in service in the Beis HaMikdash, and you are a Kohen, you are someone whose job is to minister towards their master of the universe on behalf of the Jewish people, you are not supposed to view that position of leadership as you, as this is about me. If you're a younger Kohen, you have to consult, even if you're a big Talmud Chacham. Nowadays, you consider yourself to be a big Talmud Chacham on a halachic issue. So if you're going to make a massive change, something that's different, that you're going to go out of the ordinary and do your own thing, you got to consult. You got to consult with the Gedolei Hador. You got to consult with the big Tzaddikim. You can't start making your own tikkunim, your own changes. Let's take a look at what he says. Lo shelo chalku kavod la'aron. Why is the Torah highlighting B'nei Aharon? Number one, shelo chalku kavod la'aron. Nadav Avihu lo not lo etzem mimoshe. Ish machtoso, ish me'atzma yotzev lo not lo etzem emizet. This is all a quote from the Torah's Kohanim. A quote from the Medrash. Hava Omer, explains the verse. Me'atzem loshna mirko lamadnu shem B'nei Aharon nagu b'yihirus. Yihirus? Arrogance. That's the yesod of the sin. That's the yesod. That's the root of most sins. The root of most sins is arrogance. It's all about yourself, not about the master of the universe, not about other people. Shahare. Lo nemar kam yikun nodav aviyu machtos ve'itnu bad eish. El ha'kosev maktim es yachas abonim laviyim. B'nei Aharon. Oh. They were sons of Aharon. If they were sons of Aharon, they should have, Rav Hirsch understands that they should have consulted with him. He even sees a lesson that Ishmachtosov, Aflosh and Ishmachtoso more al Yehirus. Even Ishmachtoso points to arrogance. Umikanchikam Losh and Nadav Avihu Misparas Mashwas Dome. That's why the Medrash has license to say Nadav Avihu, they didn't consult with Moshe. Heim ha'yu b'nei Aharon, ach lo nimluchu b'avim t'chila. O, or in a similar vein, so the reverse, perhaps you could explain the Medrash. Dafka mipnei shahayu b'nei Aaron, ha yisvunshim p'turin mikol t'il seitza. Their father is a leader. Their father was Aaron HaKohen. So they felt, I can get away with it. Right? A lot of times you have, and I'm one, so I can speak like this, but you have right, the sons of rabbis, the sons of Jewish leaders feel like they can get away with stuff. I'm B'nai Aaron. Oh, good morning, Reb Nissen. Great to see you, Reb Nissen. Oh, good morning, good morning. Morning, Joel. Good morning, Gavi. Good morning, everybody. But Reb Nissen, it's a special good morning. So sometimes if you come from a family of prestige, or you come from a family of wealth, or you come from a Torah scholarship family, you think you can get away with things and you don't have to answer to anybody. You don't have to answer to anybody. Oh, I know. I came from a house. I know what's going on. So says the Medrash, that was part of the sin. You think, I don't have to consult. I don't have to consult. They were just individuals. They were just yechidim besoch amam. They're individuals. Exaggerated. I could rely on my own shikul hadas. There's a lot of people like this. We know a lot of people like this who feel like they understand everything enough to consult with anybody. I can make changes. I could do things on my own. I don't need to consult. Rav Hirsch says that's not the way our religion is made to be. And this is one of the themes Rav Hirsch has. I tweeted about it a little bit last night. You know, there is room for creativity in Judaism. There's room for creativity, right? In your Shmon Esrei, so you're allowed to insert in every Shmon Esrei, let's say you have a particular issue going on, you're allowed to insert certain private feels, but that's only within the context of Shmon Esrei. There's a context. You can't just make up your own stuff. That's not what we're about, being mevatel ourselves to the Rabbono Shlom, being mevatel ourselves to the will of Rabbono Shlom. You have to know what the balance between creativity. This is Rav Hirsch's main theme when it comes to Nadav and Aviv. And that's why the Rabbono Shlom made such a dramatic miracle right in Mitten Dritten, right in the middle of the big celebration. Because he says, that this is not the way the Mikdash is going to work. This is not the way Shul works. This is not the way Karbanos work. Not like every guy wants to do his own. I want to do my own Kriyas HaTorah this week. I feel like this Kriyas HaTorah talks to me. That's not what Judaism in its ritual. That's not what Judaism is about. There's room for creativity. We have to know there's room for personal expression. There's room. But it's got to be within certain guidelines. That's what he talks about. And he talks about it more. And continue.
That kind of goes against the actual words of the pasuk in language when Moshe says to Aaron that they were so great.
Good, good, good. It's the next line. Or Mamish, the next line or reversed. That's good. Next line. Good, 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 good. He's going to talk exactly about that. Give him one more second, Uri. V'avol b'kein lo nimchu b'gdolei ha'uma. Oh, mitok sheikhsa erech mufra. I just read that already. Oh, he's right. Yes, al-kein. Ish, kalechem nepo rak al pi yozmaso shelo. Ish machtaso. I'm an ish. What I say goes. Af lo nut lo eitz zemi zeh. That's what he learns. Ish machtaso. They didn't even, that's the third line of the Medrash. Lo nut lo eitz zemi. They didn't even consult with each other. Ein safek. Here Uri starts to talk about your point. Ein safek shekavanasim haisa ritzuya. There's no question that their intentions and motives were pure. Their motives were pure. Shaharei heim kruyim krovai. Gam l'acha shechata. Your point. Bekrovaya kadesh. Bekrovaya. He's going to talk more about this. Give him a second. Vekavanah ritzuya zu bal lidei bitu b'divrei toras kohanim af heim b'simchasim kevin shero eish chadasha. Amdul Hosef Aval Ava. They saw this new fire that came down from Shemayim, so they wanted to add to the fire. Ach, however, Uvdahi, exactly at that moment that the nation merited Gilui Kirvas Hashem Arehim Choshut Tzorech B'Karbim Yuchab Mishalahem. They said, hey, we want to add our own personal touch to this beautiful simcha. We think we can add our own personal touch. Umikan, Shalom Po'ama. That's like ring of Pa'amon. Ring a bell. Shelo pa'ama belibam ruach nechona shel kahuna. What clanged in their hearts was not the proper spirit of what a Kohen is supposed to be about, of what a Jewish leader is supposed to be about. a Jewish leader and a Kohen Kuna, you have to remember, it's not about you. It's not about you. That was the big mistake, Rav Hirsch says. And look how he spells it out beautifully. Kohana Yisrael betelem b'chlal ha'uma. The Kohana Yisrael is supposed to be batel within the entirety of the nation. Ein lehem ma'amad mishelahem. Kol atzmam shem omdim b'kerev amam. By the way, if you look at the biographies of Rav Hirsch, he was someone who spent his whole life dedicated to helping the tzibor, fighting assimilation. He didn't view his own, he viewed his job as to just help the masses discover their roots, help the masses come back to who they were supposed to be, not to like create his own religion. Even though in the course of doing that, he developed some new approaches, but he never meant them to be new approaches. He viewed them as just rediscovering that which the Torah itself already said. You have to read a lot of his writings about this. Nimtza she'etzem krevasam haya ba mishum chet u'meidach gam karbanam haya shaloka din b'chol pratav. Now he goes in the next few lines. He said everything about their karbanos was shaloka din. It was. They used pans that were shaloka din. They used fire that was shaloka din. Everything was shaloka din. But the ilah, look at the last line. Hamachto shal nadu shal viyos hamachto shakal echamem. They didn't use the camel. So the whole yisod of the sin, he says, was it was misguided. Their intentions were good, but it was a product of their own arrogance, their own lack. There's a lot of people who with good intentions, because of their own arrogance, they don't even see how misguided their own ideas are and their own views are. So this is point number one. Now Uri is going to continue more on your point here. What was the comfort? What was the comfort for Aaron? Bekrovei, what was the comfort if this was the sin? Look what he says. Vayinu ben Eish, v'yesapir Eish Zaro, k'bir Rabbi Kibitos kala min akiraim. Heim lo nat lo eishin ha-mizbech. This is more of the same. We'll skip a little bit. Ketores, look at the fourth line, very beautiful. Ketores is the only sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash that you can never bring bin Adava. You can never voluntarily bring it. Ketores ya korban yachad shel olam inena ba Adava. Lo mide atzibor ve lo mide yechidim. Not from the tzibor, not from the yechidim. Ein makkirin osay lo kechovas tzibor kol yom kechovas kohen gadol biyom ha-kippur. Ki aktores mevateis es ha-adam. Because Ketores is that which symbolizes man's job in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan. Shekulo osa nachas ruach l'Hashem. The whole idea of Ketores is pure smell. Pure smell. The Ketores is just about smell. There's no actual meaty sacrifice, no animal. It's just you're taking a bunch of spices and it's all about smell. Because the whole idea of the Ketores is we're totally dedicated to providing nachas ruach l'Hashem. It's not about us. The whole Ketores, it doesn't even have any mamashas. It barely has any actual physical characteristics. It's totally smell. It's totally like this, like a vapor, a mist. It's almost nothingness. Why? Because the whole, and that's why it doesn't come bin adava. There's no creativity possible in the Ketores, because the whole yisod of Ketores is, I'm dedicated only to providing nachas ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, only to providing a sweet smell to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about me. It's not about what I want to do. It's totally about the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why Dafka and this karban is what they sinned more than anything, is why it had such a dramatic reaction. Shekulo is nachas ruach Hashem. There is no physical part of the animal. There's no sprinkling of blood. There's no chopping up of the limbs. There's nothing. Imrayon zeh hu matara hamusveis. I don't know what that means. Imrayon zeh hu matara hamusveis mi pi Hashem. Hari hu miyategas ha-ideal shel drishosav. Achim hu bali debidyal pi bechiras ha-odam. Betoras nedava. Yeshbo mishum yihiros yaseira. How much more gaiva, how much more arrogance to use that thing, that exact avoda, which was supposed to display, I'm totally dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, less limi garmi klum, it's got none of my own personal aspects to it. That's even extra gaiva. Ulam yosem and akol hidgisha Torah b'yachs lo osa akoros haros oson asher lo tziva osam, right? More than anything, the Torah sticks in the words, asher lo tziva osam. This was this was not a command. Afilo, how you brought them, even says Rav Hirsch, even if they had used the Beis Hamikdash's kli and fire from the Mizbech and everything else was good, even if they hadn't violated all these details of the halachas that they violated, at the end of the day, it was Asher Lot Sivo some. It wasn't commanded. It was something that was on their own. Afilo lo haya prote ha-maisa asur kvisharinu dayam shlo haya beged the mitzvah kar hayu beged their azera. Here's the thing that I tweeted last night, and this is important to know. Rav Soloveitchik was very, very strong about this. Rav Soloveitchik was an extremely creative and original thinker. Don't get me wrong. But he said, in the context of services in shul, you can't. That's not the place to be creative. In terms of playing around with the tefillos, introducing your own new tefillos, he was very against that. And this is Rav Hirsch says, Rav Hirsch talks about it here. That in Eretz Yisrael they have a minhag that on Yom HaAtzmaut they introduce all kinds of special rituals. So my understanding is that Rav Soloveitchik was very against that. There's plenty of room within Yiddishkeit for original expression in various places, but not the siddur, not the shul. And look at this one line of Rav Hirsch. B'mizgeres avodas ha-karbanos ein makom l'shirut sobjektivit. In the Mishkan, in Beis HaMikdash, in terms of the avodas ha-karbanos, there is no... I don't want to hear what shirut... B'shirut li-be'elich, right? There's no place for personal expression and personal feeling. Afilu karbanos ha-nedava, chayavim le-asos, even the karbanos of nedava, even the karbanos of nedava, get that word, shrirut objectivity, says, there's no place for subjective arbitrariness. Okay. Afilu karbanos ha-nedava, chayavim le-asos, b'miskeres ha-tzuristim, even when you bring in a nedava, which is your own personal thing, there is such thing called a tefilas nedava. There is such thing, but even the tefilas nedava has to follow the way of tefila. Afilu karbanos ha-nedava, chayavim le-asos, b'miskeres ha-tzuristim, nikbul lahem, ki ma'akrivi ha-karban v'akshim kirvas alokim. Hey, what are you interested in when you bring a karban? What are you interested in when you bring a carbon? You want closeness to God. Ach, zu lo tu sag. You will not achieve closeness to God. Ela al yedei shmiya b'kol Hashem b'kabalos ol mitzvosav. You can't make up your own religion. You can't make up your own services. You want closeness to God? Well, then follow what God says to do. That's closeness to God. If you do it on your own terms, you don't want closeness to God. You want to pad your own stomach. You want to pad your own religious yearnings, whatever it is, your own religion. This is the difference between Judaism and paganism. Paganism tries to subjugate God and co-opt him and take him for your own purposes. Ve'ilu Ishe Yisrael, Mishabdimas Ha'adam, Lavodas Hashem. Don't edit God, edit yourself. As Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once famously asked the questioner, which you've heard from me before, right? The questioner asked, what do I do about portions of Gemara that are boring? What do I do when I get up to portions of the Gemara when I'm boring? One of the boys in Etz Yisrael Kola once says, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and he couldn't even understand the question. He said, don't edit the Rabbonu Shalom, edit yourself. But that's Judaism. Judaism is about subjugating our own personal desires and wills for the sake of the Rabbonu Shalom. V'ilu Yishe Yisrael Meshabdim Es Ha'odom Lavodas Hashem L'man Yikabel Al Atzmos Ol Mitzvosav Mishum Kach Kol HaKarbonos Haseim Apir Haskono Shal Mitzvah V'amakriv Nodeh Lasos HaMitzvah Ne'er L'Raglam Mishum Kach Karbonos HaBeduyim Milev Adam Karbonos that are thought up, dreamed up in man's own heart. I want to bring my own kind of carbon. I want to bring an elephant. I want to bring a giraffe. I think it'll be a beautiful new expression. The long neck symbolizes whatever it symbolizes. I want to bring my own thing. That has no place in Beis HaMikdash. As much as we'd like to encourage people's creativity, there's a limit. There's a limit. Mishum kach, korbanos ha-beduyim milev adam chosrim tachas oso emes. it undermines the truth of Judaism. Sha'akarban bala seis labitoi. That's the whole thing that a carbon's trying to do, to show the emes of we serve Hashem on Hashem's terms. Hey mashlitim subjektivit shri rutit. Tachas hashmiya b'kol Hashem kabbalas ol mitzvosiv. Hinenu mavinim efo es mavas b'nei Aaron. We now understand why Aaron's kids had to die. Most of them, here's two very important lines coming up, and Uri, back to your point again in another moment. But first, one more very important line. Mosam b'shas chanukah rishona shel hamikdash. Their death in the very, very first dedication ceremony of the Beis Hamikdash was to highlight this point for all future generations. There's no subjectivity when it comes to the shul, when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash. That's not the place for creative expression. Hu azhara l'chol ha-kohanim shel asid, hu motzi kol shriros mitchom ha-migdash. There's no personal initiative when you're a carbon serving the Beis Hamikdash. Don't think that you could like do it your own way when you're a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. Don't come up with new services if you're there in God's backyard. Shekol atzmo, the whole point of Migdash, egneno ela migdash la Torah, pilus kohana Yisrael tizbate lo bihimatzeis chidushim b'tchom ha-avoda. When you're a Kohen and you're serving there, don't look for chidushim. El b'matan tokev l'mitzvah Hashem. Just play by the book. Just play by the book. Just do what you're supposed to do. Do what you're supposed to do. Do your job. You had one job. Do it. Now what was the comfort for Aaron? Uri wants to know. What was the comfort for Aaron? Look what he says. Nirei fo yoser. Sheyesh levar mikrozek kein apsukim shehuvu le'el. He's talking here about b'krovaya kadesh. Because let's look what happens. Uri correctly points out very well. Look at Pasuk Gimel. Right, so far we've learned two Pasukim. Page 312, Pasuk Gimel on the bottom. Vayomer Moshe l'Aaron. Moshe says to Aaron, don't get upset. Hu asher dibar shel nimar b'krovaya kadesh. God somehow spoke about this. Now again, the first talks about where did he speak about it. I'm not going into that. But God somewhere spoke about b'krovaya kadesh. With my close ones and my sanctified, valpnei chol ha'ameh kaved, and when I do din, when I do absolute justice with those that are closest to me, that sends a huge message to all of Klal Yisrael. Vayidom Aaron, and somehow Rav Hirsch understands that was a comfort to Aaron, so he was silent. Now, what's the pshat with that? Says Rav Hirsch. He first goes through three or four different explanations. I'm not going into them. And he pretty much rejects all of them. So I gave you the last one that he goes with. Nirei fo, again, there are 120 pages of notes on Shemini. So we just tried to pick out the most inspiring ones, as I always try to do. Nirei fo yoser. Sheish levar mekazek kein apsukim shuvu le'el misefer Yecheskel. Bekoach ma'asai bekrovai. With the strength of my actions with those closest to me, tivada kedushasi. That's how my sanctity is going to become known. Shekin mitok shelo eslach lechatos krovai. This is the way Rav Hirsch understands the pasuk. From the fact that with those closest to me, I don't give them a pass. I don't give them a free pass. From the fact that I hold accountable and responsible those who are the highest in Judaism, right? Rav Hirsch is going to say that in Western thought, so the higher you are, the more you get away with. That's in most of the cultures that Rav Hirsch at least was, right? The closer you are to the king, the more you get away with. That he was, but that's not the way Judaism works. Shekein, mitok shelo eslach lechataos krovai. From the fact that I won't look the other way on the holiest of people, va'af egzarlem din mavis. I'm even going to decree death on them. Yisparer sheritzonihu muchlat. People will learn that my will is absolute. With emes and sheker, right, like I saw from in Rav Cook's Haggadah, I think I mentioned it in the Shir before Pesach, Rav Cook's Haggadah, he writes like this. You know, the Gemara says, Chosa, I think I'm, did I, stop me if I mentioned this in last Friday, 2 weeks of Shir. Chosamo shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, and the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalom. The Gemara says, the name of Hashem is Shalom, and the signature of Hashem is emes. So Rav Cook says, your signature is something that you stamp all at one shot. Your signature, one shot. MS is all or nothing. There's no half truth. MS is all or nothing. Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS. Your signature is that we do all at one shot. Your name, you sign one letter at a time. The name of Hashem is Shalom. Shalom takes a long time. Shalom takes a while to get to. You sign one letter, then another letter, then another letter. Peace is not all or nothing. Peace, it takes a while to negotiate. You have to work at peace. Peace is harder. You got to take your view. You got to take his view. You make a little compromise. He makes a compromise. You meet somewhere in the middle. That's peace. The name of Hashem is peace. But the signature of Hashem is Emes. Emes is all or nothing. So that's Rav Hirsch is saying over here also. That Ritzoni, the Ratzon Hashem, the will of God, that's Mukhlat. That's absolute. There's no compromise. If you violate the will of God, Shari Af Gedoyle Oilam HaKrovim Elai V'dafkehem Lo Hirshu L'Satos Heno Stia Kala. Gedole Olam, the closer you are to God, the tougher He is with you. And the more exacting He is. And there's no room. There's no room for negotiation. There's no room for going left or right. Kach Yakir Ha'ames Kol Kovod HaMishkal Shel Chovetz HaShmiyah B'Koli. And Dafka through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, holding those closest to Him responsible for little mistakes that they make, it's Dafka, the greater they are, the more, and the fact that He holds them to the same standards that He holds everybody else to, so that makes His name that much greater. L'perish zeh, Uri, here's a response to your point. L'perish zeh yesh b'dvar me'elu mishum nechama la'aron. According to this explanation, we can understand a little bit about how these words that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron were somewhat of a nechama to Aaron. U'lefikach ner alach mikan v'yidom Aaron. That's why Aaron accepted it. If not for the fact that his sons were so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulai haya nislach l'chatov. Paradoxically, Rav Hirsch says, had his kids not been so great, maybe God wouldn't have punished them so severely. V'af ha'gzera l'kish nixar aleim lo haya b'mishum azhara koch amur lam. Devar me'elahim b'nigud l'tfisa ha'modernit. Says Rav Hirsch, this is against the modern tfisa that the higher up you are, the more you get away with. Hamanika chasinut, a pass, a free pass. Legdole haruach al haaveros musariyut shebiadam. Ledida zakaim anshei ruach liachas shel slachanut yutera. Right? If you have friends in high places, you get away with stuff. That's the tfisaha modernit, says Rav Hirsch. The higher up you are, the more you get away with. Impagu b'chukei amusar eloki. V'ilu b'tfisas hayados. However, when it comes to Judaism, just the opposite. The higher up you are, the less you get away with. Kol ha'gadol mechavero, chovosav hamusariyot gedolot mimenu. The higher up you are, the more spiritual you are. The more higher of a tzaddik they are, the more God holds you to. The higher level you are, the more you're held to. Oh, exactly right. On the pasuk, the Mesillas Yesharim quotes this as well, right? Usvivav nishara ma'od, a play on the word nishara for sa'ar. Those svivav, those who are closest to Hashem, kichot asayra, says that that's a pasuk in Tehillim, and the Gemara Nivamis darshins malamich hakadosh baruch hu migdachtik im svivav kichot asayra. That God holds the people who are closest to Him, kechut asayra. They right, whoever's higher, like a hair's breadth. V'chein kasev b'tilm el naarotz pesod kedoshim rabba v'nora al kol svivav. V'af mizmor tzadi test on b'kedusha zem archigam pesod kol zor shachulin ki kedusha hi amitzah rishon amotelas al kol zochel kirvas Hashem. V'chein esham pesod vav duches Moshe. He has beautiful explanations. Maybe this will give a little bit more understanding to us in our Kabbalah Shabbos. Moshe v'Aaron b'kohanov, u'shmuel b'kori shemo, krovim hayo l'Hashem, u'mishum kach, hayu korim el Hashem, v'hu ya'anem, ba'amud onon yidabra aleim, v'asom shomrei yidosov, chok nosan lamo, b'yachas la'achirim, ata anisam, kel nosa yisalahem. For other people, you forgave them. Ve'ilu biyachas la'atzmam, but the closer people are, no kem alilosav. You're the closer people are to you, the more stark you are to those who. And we see a lot of times that, and this is maybe, you know, we see a lot of times that people who are very, very great people seem to not have great lives. Right, tzadik v'ra lo, you see. And Rav Hirsch perhaps here is speaking about the fact that the greater a tzaddik you are, the tighter HaKadosh Baruch Hu hold the higher standard HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds you to. And that was a measure of nechama to Aaron. That obviously my kids were big tzaddikim, so that, when they, at least according to the way Rav Hirsch says it, when they did go off the path a little bit, they made a mistake, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the need to respond in very, very strong force. But that was the Nechamatim. The Nechamatim was Bikrovaya Kadesh. Obviously, your kids are very, very, very holy if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make them the examples that everybody else should learn. You don't take a step out of line in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you don't take a step out of line. That's not the place for personal expression and creativity. So he used them models for this. Oh. In the next piece, Rav Hirsch tells all the Kohanim not to exhibit avelus over this tragedy. And let's read just the last paragraph of it. It's the last paragraph. Shona, he says, avelus, he says, normal avelus, you know, you let your hair grow long, you can't take your hair cut, you rip your clothing. Normal avelus is to show the tremendous social catastrophe that you feel with the loss of somebody close to you. The social catastrophe. But a Kohen Gadol, Aaron and his sons were not allowed to display that because they belonged to Am Yisrael. Their social existence was more understood and defined in their relationship to Klal Yisrael as a whole, not to any individuals that passed away. And that, take a look at the last paragraph. In the first paragraph, he talks about what avelus is, right? That's why you let your hair grow long, you look different, you know, you're expressing the fact that you feel socially removed, which is, of course, the whole idea of sitting Shiva is why we try to go overboard in bringing the people back socially. On that day, even Aaron's sons had a status of Kohanim Gedolim. The ideal shall am olam. The Kohen worked for the people, the Kohen Gadol. Lefikach, olav lidchos es rigshos of hapratiyim. The Kohen Gadol had to push away his private pain. He had to push away his private pain. Shenifku al yidei hamaves, mipnei machsheves hakel v'rayona uma. He had to push away his personal feelings in place of God's thoughts and the idea of the people. He who dwells in God's four walls, lo yakirenu mavas, death cannot estrange him from his service to the Beis HaMikdash. V'adam sheniftar rak hechlef azeras chayev. When a person dies, he only loses his physical existence, but he doesn't lose his connection to the Am Yisrael. Vaf ha'uma einena yodas maves. Ein sibur mace. Gemara in Tura. Not familiar. Ein sibur mace. Belev ha'uma chayim kol ha'doros she'avru. In the heart of the nation, there still lives all of the generations that passed. Umikirba yifrchu kol ha'doros she'yavo. And from the heart of the nation, all future generations are gone. When it comes to Am Yisrael, there is no death. So the Kohen Gadol, who is Miyatzeg Am Yisrael's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can't express his own personal avelus as a verse, because he's a chefza of Klal Yisrael. He's a chefza, the Kohen Gadol is a chefza of the eternity of the Jewish people. He's a piece, his service has to be a piece of the eternal past of the Jewish people and the eternal future of the Jewish people. Nochachim ba b'chol hoveh, al maves zeh, ba zeh. The Kohen Gadol, from whom the words Kodesh Lashem were emblazoned on the tzitz, on his forehead, Yatif lekach zeh, he will teach this teaching al yidei minias prio prima, right? By rosham lo, right? What do we say? Right? Pasuk hey, we're up to. Yom Moshe Aaron alozik somebod of roshechem al tifro. Don't let your hair grow long. Take a haircut today. Ubigdeim lo sifromo. Don't rent your garments. Vachechem kol beis Yisrael yivkos asreifer. Everybody else will mourn, but not you. But not you. Belev ha'uma chayim kaldos she'avim makar miyifu. Right. Mishum kach nemer lo dos of yom hashmini yangel levanam roshechem al tifro. Oh. Now, what happens right after this? Right after this, God comes to the Jewish people and teaches them the parasha, you can't be drunk in Beis HaMikdash. This led some commentaries in the Medrash to assume that their Avera was that they had gone in drunk. Rav Hirsch does not adopt that position, but he does say that this is a result of that. Nimtza. We're not talking about complete drunkenness. Just if you drank enough to get you a little bit off kilter. Lohoros, this is to teach us. Hilchos Migdash. Right? When you're a little drunk, you can't teach halacha, right? It says that a person who drank a little bit of wine, a rabbi, can't offer a halachic decision either. Kilo hatchum ha'afel shel hisragshus ha'nefesh v'adimyon eladeyat slula v'secha charifu mufukach heim anidrashim l'chom ma'asim mitzvah Hashem. When a person is passing a halacha, when a person is doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no room for error. There's no room. You got to have a clear, sound mind. Ein simla HaMikdash ponim el adimyon el al ha'secha l'atzalul v'abahir. The symbols of the Beis HaMikdash do not go to man's imagination, for which wine is helpful. El ala seichel hatzalul v'abahir. You got to have absolutely clear, 100% clear mind and thoughts at all time in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki rak haseichel hamasik bebehiros hamasik maskanos nechonos hamachnos kol prat l'miskeres hakla amatim l'rak hu asa l'hadrachas tzadeinu l'hagshim l'maseinu es mitzvah Hashem. Again, Rav Hirsch taking a very clear, rational approach to service in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, two final points before we conclude. Two beautiful final points of Chizuk from Rav Hirsch here. Take a look at the Pasuk. Okay, skip a little bit. Yud Aleph Mem Gimel. Rav Hirsch has one observation. Again, we're going to close with two final observations. One of them about Machalas Asuros, and one of them about V'hiskadishem V'yisem Kedoshim Ki Kadosh Ani. Two final words from Rav Hirsch. Machalas Asuros, Rav Hirsch is medayik in the Pasuk. Let's take a look at the Pasuk, Yud Aleph Mem Gimel. Everything comes in the Pasuk. The end of the parasha, we talk about all the animals that you're not allowed to eat, the non-kosher animals. So, eating non-kosher does two things to you, says Rav Hirsch. Take a look at Yud Aleph Mem Gimel. Al tishaktsu es nafshoseichem b'chol asheretz hashoritz v'lo sitamu b'hem. Don't become nishkatz and don't become tamei. Two things happen. It says Rav Hirsch, what are the two things? Ulam ha'pasuk shalom maskir shtei totzel shel achilas b'cholos asuros min achayim. Two results of b'cholos asuros. Al tishaktsu and tuma. That's about your taivas, your wills, your desires. When you eat shreif, it affects your desires. Your bad desires. V'hein atori abitu l'rotzon Hashem v'nimtzah sh'adam is'avel l'tovas Hashem asher sonei. Achilas machos asuros magbiras hataiva lahanaos asuros. Eating treif, physical, giving in to your bodily taiva to eat treif, causes you to have more of a drive and a desire for bad taivas. It's about your will. It's about your passion. It's about your desires. The result of committing physical sin is more physical desire. It becomes like a downward spiral. Yacharem said, together with that, he mevia tumah leklal ishiyut. It also causes tumah, which is bad decisions. Not bad, not so much the desires, but just bad ideas. Kvar biyarnu pa'amim achadol shetumah, hi chosar chirus musaris. Tumah is the lack of free will of a musar, a lack of free will to make the right choices. She took haratzon hamusari hachofshi. You know, it's the quieting of the intellectual freedom to make the right choices, but you end up following the crowd. Sheno ad lehishtalel al koach hataiva. Haratzon hachofshi hutnai yisod lekedusha. So two things happen. Again, he develops them one of the time to develop. You can do the rest for homework. But when you sin, two things happen. Number one, your passions and your taivas get riled up. And number two, your clear thinking, your level-headed clear thinking. So I guess one is more in the taivas, in the passions, in the heart, and one is more in the mind. You know, two things happen. Your heart gets messed up and your mind gets messed up. Your ability, once you start giving in to your taivas, your passions get messed up, and also your ability to make clear decisions. They're both related, obviously, but first sees them as two things. And just one final point in Pasuk, Mem Dalet, the very next Pasuk. I'll close with this. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, v'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani, refers so beautifully says, your sanctity comes from me. Since your sanctity comes from me, your ability to overcome the challenges of your Yetzer Hara comes from me. So that should be the biggest chizuk for all of us. We have that ability for Kedusha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself breathed that ability for Kedusha into us. So yeah, the fact that we have this commandment to be Kadosh like Hashem seems so daunting. How are we going to be Kadosh like Hashem? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the words of Hirsch's understanding, but since your whole potential for Kedusha Mamish comes from me, that should give you a chizuk, because I myself gave you the ability for this Kedusha. So don't be daunted about the fact that I'm giving you such a high standard, because the ability to get to that standard also comes from me. So if I'm the one who gave you the ability to be like that standard, that should be a chizuk to you that you can do it. That you can do it. I'm the one who gave it to you. I'm the one who gave it to you. So yeah, I have a very high standard for you to fight that seemingly incredibly difficult yetzer for all kinds of taivas and arayas and machol sasuras and to eat like a pig and to do all the things and to submit to your taiva yetzer, but you should know, v'skadishem v'yisem kadoshim ki kadosh ani, I'm the one who gave you your Kedusha. If I gave you your Kedusha, that should be a chizik that you have the ability to reach that Kedusha. Also, I gave it to you. I made it. I'm holy, but I breathed holiness from me into you. So that should be a sign that you have the ability to get there as well. So on the one hand, it's a very high standard. On the other hand, I'm the one who gave you the ability to get to that standard. So if I created the standard and I gave you the ability, that should be a chizik to you that you should know you can be Kadosh. You can be holy. You can get to that high level. You can get to that high madrega. So in the same words where Rav Hirsch points out how I have a lot to demand of you, you can do it. So hopefully we should get the message this Shabbos Kodesh, right after the holiday of Pesach into Sfiras Omer, preparing for Shavuos, we should feel those last words of the Psukim. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem v'hiskadishtem, you shall be holy v'isim kodesh. Why? Ki kodesh ani. May it be the will of your Ribbono Shel Olam that we should be able to instill in all of our families that sense of Kedusha, that sense of sanctity, until that day when we can one day again feel the real Kedusha of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Kohanim, of Aaron, will be reunited with Nadav and Avihu again, the Holy Tzadikim, Nadav and Avihu, and Aaron, HaKohen, all of them, may the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt. We still got a few days left of Nisan. B'Nisan, Negalo, Avaseinu, we still have a chance. B'Nisan, Asidin, Ligo, may it happen this year, Be'ez Hashem.